Blog Talk Radio.
Time is taking flight. Now we ask ourselves if it's worth the fight.
Hello and welcome to a Wednesday edition of the Weekly Conversation, folks. I'm your mostest hostess with the man with the mic, 40,000 leagues under the sea. That's right, because we go deeper. We're not 20,000 leagues like the book. We're 40,000 leagues because we go deeper. Welcome to Coronavirus Studios and Quarantine Central, folks. Isn't it funny how, like, give an example. A lot of places where I live, like a month ago, month and a half ago, you know, whatever. If you needed a mask, they gave you N95. Everyone's wearing N95. You have to have N95. Now a lot of places are like, no mandate, no mask, no nothing, no social distancing. All the stickers on the floor, everything's they're scraping them up, polishing the floor, buffing it, getting rid of it like it didn't exist. But like a month ago, they were handing out N95 masks. And all these restrictions were still in place. And all of a sudden, we got midterms coming up. So we got to make sure that everything's kind of back to normal. As the party of unity cheers and kind of claps, as Stephen Colbert says, Fox News' Peter Dorsey should be slapped. Yeah, the party of unity is always, you know, promoting violence. Don't worry, folks. We got Biden's budget that's got taxes for energy producers and increases gas price and rewards oil-producing enemies, and it's going to bring millions of people from, oh, yeah, all these wonderful countries. Yeah, that's what we need, is more people coming in from Afghanistan and all these, yeah, just bring them here. Don't worry, your tax dollars. I mean, I can't afford gas. I can't afford to pay for anything, but don't worry, folks. 3/4 of Americans live beyond paycheck to paycheck, but we're going to take my tax dollars. Why am I paying taxes if they're just going to keep printing money? If they're just going to print whenever they want to, then why do I need to pay taxes? All these people are like, I wonder what I'm going to get with these checks, these stimulus checks. Oh, yeah, I got. And guess what happened? That thing you could have bought with the stimulus check now is 20 times. Oh, yeah, the BBC changed their stance because I guess you can't say you're assigned a gender at birth, even though, you know, remember Kindergarten Cap? Boys have penis, girls have vagina, I guess that's not the case anymore because, you know, if you have male parts or female parts at birth, you can't assign a gender. It's up to the woke media and the Democrats to tell you that you're whatever you want to be. That if you think you're a cardboard box, by darn it, you're going to be a cardboard box. Actually, I think I'm a waxed cardboard box, you know, that holds like broccoli and stuff that they have to ice down. You know, I've got that layer of smoothness on there. So, yeah. I'm not just a cardboard box. I'm a waxed cardboard box. Are you kidding me? And of course, they had to change their article. We need to call and complain saying, hey, I'm offended. I'm hurt. You know, since Trump gave us no choice, we had to impeach him. It was patriotic. Well, yeah, we need to get rid of everyone, and we need to impeach all of Congress and all of Senate and all of the House, and patriotic. You gave us no choice. Yeah. What someone needs to do is when we take back our country, we need to say, hey, you gave us no choice. We had to do it. Sorry. It's patriotic. I'm just quoting Nancy Pelosi there. But she would have been like, Trump gave us no choice. We had to impeach him. I know we had to impeach him because I'm Nancy Pelosi. Hey, it's patriotic even though I'm drinking Russian vodka, but it's okay. I can drink Russian vodka because I'm Nancy Pelosi. And I can don't make Ukrainian vodka because if it, I can get it too. The audience laughs about 2 weeks before when Will Smith makes a cold cock joke, and there's actually a video of Will Smith making fun of a bald guy several years ago, so hey, you know, who knows. Like that post said, hey, I wouldn't even know the Oscars happened if it wasn't for that Will Smith thing. It's funny, when people say, did you watch that? No, I don't think so. We need more of this in this country. A 16-year-old Michigan girl raises $130,000 for Veterans Honor Flight. That dude should be like, that dude should be in a private Learjet with limo in the works. He should be, that dude's a hero in my books, man. What he went through. He didn't have no MREs with a FRH in, you know, pointless fashion. He had it way harder. Don't worry, folks. The White House clarifies Joe Biden's claim that U.S. troops are training Ukrainians in Poland. Yeah, they have to clarify everything he says. I swear, I'd hate to be the sign language interpreter, but I don't understand. He's not saying what's written down here. It's making no sense. I wonder if there's like I would love to see if there's sign language for like. When it's like unaudible and they can't make sense, I wonder if there is, because, you know, it's one thing I started learning sign language, and I want to get back into it. It's amazing how CNN and all these news, it's like, why all of a sudden is this Hunter laptop being like, you have to question why all of a sudden they're admitting it's real. Do they know nothing's going to happen to Hunter? Well, they probably, because there's people that say if Hunter Biden does get convicted, Biden would just pardon him. But I got so much I want to get into. Also, the Manchester United manager update and stuff on that. So remember Psalm 68. For the choir director, a psalm of David. Father to the fatherless, defender of widows. This is God. This dwelling is holy. Think about that as you're going through your day and wherever you're at. Thank you so much for tuning in, and please pray for peace around the world. No one wants war. That's why I love Trump so much. We were getting out of wars, not into wars. And I know there's a lot of that's what really gets me, when they're like, all the stuff that Trump did, now we're at war because of what Trump did. Now, okay, Trump's policies, dude, they made it almost impossible. Okay, I can drill. If they claim we have all the permits and all that stuff, then why aren't people drilling? Why aren't they pumping oil out of the ground? Why aren't they making money? I'm a business. I want to make money. And you're going to try to tell me that, oh, they got the permits, they got everything. You tell me why they're not drilling. If it was cost effective and they could actually drill, they'd do it. But with all these rules and regulations, don't worry. It's okay. Biden's budget 33 times talks about, you know, the climate crisis. Dun, dun, dun. Does it mention REM's song, It's the End of the World? Because it should, because that's the way they talk. You know, we can tax our way out of climate crisis, but we can't do that with COVID. Yeah, we got a new climate bill because we got to fix the climate because we're all going to die. The world, yeah, oh, yeah, I forgot. We shouldn't even be here right now. Just watch Al Gore's climate movie that he made. Going by that, we shouldn't be here right now. Don't worry, folks. The polar ice caps are melting so fast we're all, it's just going to flood the Earth. Well, there's actually been scientific studies that have shown that at one point in the Earth's history, the North and South Poles were water. Yeah, do your history. It was kind of neat because it, because they like do like core sample drilling and they see, okay, what's in the sediment layers? What? And it was kind of shown that North and South Poles were water at once in Earth's history. It's amazing when I studied Earth science, we learned about that there have been periods where like the whole Earth was like frozen over, and there's periods where like the whole Earth was very, very hot. And, oh, that's right. Ooh. Now it's, oh, the Earth's been perfect forever until now. And now, because greedy oil-using Republicans like Trump, now we're going to have, now the world is going to come to an end, and the polar ice caps are going to melt in 2 years. I mean, it's 4 years now, because I said 2 years. 2 years ago, and since it's now 4 years. Yeah, no. Hey, the lie is subject to change. When what I told you 2 years ago doesn't match what's happening now, I can change the date, okay? I'm allowed to. I'm a Democrat. That's what they do. They just keep changing the narrative. That's why you have people that shut up and get the vaccine so we can all get back to normal. Not one of them's questioning, why do we need a booster shot to get back to, oh, we're going to need multiple booster shots? You should be, as a Democrat, saying, excuse me, the vaccines, they were told 100%, bar none, not 90%, not 80%, not 100%. Once you get it, you cannot get coronavirus. You can't spread it. You can't do nothing. 100% guaranteed. Now, we're told, oh, well, Yeah, after about 6 months, the Johnson & Johnson's down like 13%. Yeah, these others, yeah, they're about 50%, 40% protection. I mean, it's still better than no protection at all, but don't worry, you're gonna be taking like a shot at least a year, if not more. Yeah, we're gonna work on trying to get a shot to keep you from, instead of trying to get a shot that keeps you from getting it, why don't they try to get one that ends COVID period, that kills the host? The smartest man in the world, but instead of sitting there trying to keep taking buckets and dump water out of the boat that's sinking, why not try to fix the hole? And if you can't fix the hole, then just try to save yourself. Nope. We got a new vaccine. Yes, it's 100% effective in stopping the spread of COVID for only 3 weeks, though. Yeah, and then once 3 weeks over, yeah, you're back to ground zero, so you need another shot. Remember, folks, they can't make money if one shot cures you. They have to make money by getting you to take a shot over and over and over and over. It's kind of like Joe Biden and a lot of these politicians that have hundreds of billions of dollars invested in companies that they don't make a dime unless we're at war, because they make products that our military needs to fight and to go overseas. You're not going to need a quarter of the MREs if you're just training people. But if they're in constant battle 24/7, okay, yeah, they make binoculars, they make this. All the stuff that people need to fight in a war, all the equipment, all that stuff, yeah, if you're invested in those companies and you've got government contracts to make the military stuff that they use to fight with, you ain't gonna be making, you ain't gonna be doing much business if you're not, if you don't need to make this stuff because this is only needed for wartime. You gotta get back into battle, or else you ain't gonna be making this stuff. Yeah, that's right. Mhm. Yeah, some industrial military complex. Yeah, you need to get us back into war, man. We can't produce any products if there's no war to fight, because this stuff really isn't needed in training at Fort Benjamin Harris or at Fort Knox or at Paris Island or whatever the case. since it's not something that's necessity for training, we can't make any of this stuff. You need to get us back in the war if you want us to start producing this stuff. Remember, you got millions of dollars invested. You're losing your butt. Okay, we'll get us back in the war. And that's what happens. Don't worry, folks. It's okay. We need to impeach everyone in Congress. It's okay. It's patriotic. You forced our hand. You gave us no choice. And we go to take back this country. We can say, hey, yep, you gave us no choice. We had to take back our country. It's patriotic. I mean, it's actually unpatriotic. It's unconstitutional to allow what's going on to go on. But don't worry, you'll be thrown in jail without no due process, and you'll be called a terrorist. How dare him? They tried to take back our country. Those radical terrorists. You're going to call me a radical terrorist? But if you have a Muslim that kills people with a gun, how dare you call him a radical? Okay. He's a murderer. How dare you call him a murderer? Well, he killed someone, didn't he? I don't care who he is. If a Catholic goes into a church and starts shooting people, he's a murderer. You know, call the action what it is. Well, if he's a murderer, he's a murderer, no matter what. If he's a racist, he's a racist, whether he's black, brown, yellow, green, orange, blue, it don't matter. If you're a racist, you're a racist. It's one of those things. This is where we live in, folks. How dare you? You're insensitive. Because she was born with female biological parts as a baby, how dare you identify her as a female? It's her right to choose whatever she thinks she is. You're an insensitive bigot. Who's calling who the asshole? I'm just quoting science here. I mean, I'm not a biologist. I'm not a science. I'm just calling common sense. See, these people that don't understand, they need to get those. Remember those like those octagonal boxes that you got, like they had like a round hole and you'd put the ball in it and had like a triangle that went in the triangle slot and had like a octagon shape, like a stop sign, and have like a little square kind of octagon thing that went in the octagon shape thing, and they had like box, like a little square box and a rectangle, and then all these different shapes, and you had to put the right shape in the right hole. And this is a circle. This is a triangle. Not these people. And just because I have two breasts, and I have female body parts, and I have ovaries, and I have all the fallopian tubes and everything, all the female parts to become a woman, to be, I'm not, just because I have that doesn't mean I'm a woman. Okay, well then I want you to get with I want you to get with someone who actually has true female body parts, and you two try to have a baby and see how that works out. If you think you're a man, if one of these chicks thinks they're a man, I'm going to see them get with an actual female woman with female body parts and try to make a baby. See what happens. See how long it takes for you to, I mean, it'll never happen because you're not a man. You don't got the male body parts. You don't have the testicles that produce the sperm that can make a baby. It's a circle of life. You need, there's life and there's death. And in life and death, you have males and females. You're not asexual. I'm sorry, you're not asexual. It's not like you reproduce on your own. You're a male and a female. And it takes two to tango. But apparently, you think because it's wrong to tell someone what their gender is at birth. No, that's what they are. it's all these people that put noises in your head. Well, I'm glad I grew up in a time where people knew they were male or female. There weren't people that thought they were giraffes and elephants and birds and. You may have liked the other sex, but you were a man. And I just don't understand. It's okay though, folks. I just want to go to, like, you two try to make out and have a baby. If you can't, then there's a flaw in your theory of, I'm a woman. Yeah, you are. Because you got female body parts. She's not a man. She's got the same biological body parts as you. Folks, I would give you the forecast outside, but I'm not a meteorologist, so don't worry. I don't understand this world we live in, folks. I don't. The people fight to have their freedoms taken away. Just get a mask. Just shut up and comply. I never thought it'd be the day where people would fight to have their freedoms taken away. Are you kidding me right now? Are you kidding me? You're gonna kill us all, okay? Okay. I want to interview one of those people that thought that the world was gonna come to an end. Okay, is this why am I still alive? I'm not vaccinated. What changed in the last month and a half for all of a sudden everything to change? Okay. Yep. Because I've met several places and I've known so many people that, yeah, we got an email Friday that Monday there's no masks, there's no this, we're back to normal. What changed besides the midterms? Don't worry, folks. It's patriotic to force people to comply. It's patriotic to tell people to just shut up and comply and have their freedoms taken away. See, there's a big difference, folks. See, we're smart. I'm smart. I question why nobody is like. They had these things like people taking pictures with their vaccination card. Then they had picture frames. I'm vaccinated. We can do this. I got the vaccine. We can do this. Come on, those things. And now they have people. I got my booster. We can do this. Yeah. Oh, you got the booster, did you? Oh, okay. I'm happy for you. I'm happy for you. That's your choice. I'm not gonna get the shots. It's amazing how many people I know are just like got the vaccines without questioning it, but then they like, let me see here. I want to make sure this is okay. It's okay. This is the National Organic Association Institute approved and verified product. Cool. Good. I just want to make sure because, you know, I want to know what's going into my body, and that's why I eat organic. Okay, well, are you vaccinated? Sure I am. Duh. Okay, well, what's in the vaccine? How do you know there's not a GMO in there? What's in it? If you don't know what's in the vaccine, but you're someone that has to have everything organic and everything, if you have to know what's in everything you eat and where the food comes from and everything, that's great. I applaud you because I support that. You should know where your beef comes from or where your seafood comes from. Know that it's sustainably raised and sustainably taken, you know. But then you just get a vaccine without questioning anything. That's what's wrong with this world. You know, it's just, no one thinks. I mean, I've not really heard anyone say, wait a minute here. I'm the only person I've heard that has said, and I'm not saying, let me rephrase that. I'm the only person I've heard say this. I'm not saying I'm the only one. I'm sure there's tons of people out there, but I'm the only person I've heard. And if someone wants to link something or share something with me where there's audio or video or someone saying, hey, we were told point blank that once you get the vaccine, you can never get COVID or spread it. And now they're pushing booster shots after booster shot after booster shot. Why? Why all of a sudden do we need boosters? I should love to go to the pharmacy and ask that and say, hey, and just kind of, I got a question because I'm fully vaccinated and I was under the understanding when I got the vaccines that once you got it, I was told there's no way you can never get it. I'm not vaccinated, of course, and I will be, but I was told that I could never get COVID once I'm vaccinated. Now I'm understanding that we're going to need booster shots and all that stuff. Why? Where did the data change? Because they had to have something that told them that you can never get coronavirus, that it stops it. Because that's what they were telling us. Once everyone gets the vaccine, we can get back to normal. So they had to have had data proving that the vaccine stops COVID, or they lied to you. It's one or the other. Either they got documented, but then the documentation would be a lie because people are still getting COVID who are fully vaccinated. So they can't win. Kind of like the 1993 tobacco lawsuit settlements when, do you think nicotine is addictive? No, I do not think nicotine is addictive. I also do not think nicotine is addictive. No, I believe nicotine is not addictive. And the Mississippi Attorney General had a piece of paper in his hand that said, we're in the business of 1964, we're in the business of selling nicotine and addictive drugs. And right there he had proof that they had lied since 1964. And he saw all the seven chief executive officers of the tobacco industry raise their right hand. And when they said, is nicotine not addictive? He said, yes. And that's what we got here. Oh, the vaccine? Once everyone gets it, you'll get back to normal. You can't get COVID once you're vaccinated while people are still getting it. So any data they can show you that proves that the vaccine, you can't get the vaccine once it's spread, you know, once you get the vaccine, you can't get the virus, you know, any documentation, that'd be a lie because people are getting it. So they either lied to you then, or any data they would prove, well, here's the data. Now, if they had, like, let's say 200 people that got the vaccine and they never got coronavirus again, then you could say, well, there's two, yeah, but people are still getting it. So it would have to, I mean, I'm 99% sure any data they would try to push forward at you saying, well, you can't show me data that proves that the vaccine stops the spread of the virus when it doesn't. Because people are still getting it, but, you know, but no one's questioning why do you need a booster shot? No one questions anything. No one questions anything. They go with whatever. I mean, supposedly the U.S. is taking and training Ukrainian people how to fight in Poland. And I guess it's just the Ukrainian troops are helping out. I mean, who knows what the real story is. Because they keep changing the, well, they have to clarify Biden's claim because, Lord help you. Yes. If you haven't heard by now, Air Force One has been approved for a handicap permit so it can park closer. Oh, my wife just shared a video. She's at a gas station at this Murphy's by Walmart, and it has a SJB. I love it. I love it. I love it. There was one. I'm going to see if I can find it. I think I shared it. It's a Joe Biden thing. It was about like pumping gas, like if you, oh, let me see if I can find it real quick. It's hilarious. Yeah, here it is. Do not take off the Biden sticker. If you voted for him, you should be proud to pay these prices. Otherwise, do not rip them off. That's considered vandalism, and you're on camera. It's the truth, you know? But I had someone today, Biden's not responsible for the gas. Yeah, I guarantee you, if it was Trump that had this gas price, oh, yeah, Chuck Schumer already came out that one time in the beginning. Well, Trump needs to get with OPEC and this and get the gas price lowered, and, you know, because his oil tycoon buddies are making millions, and that's why the gas price is so high. You know, and but yeah, folks, you know, no one wants this world we're living in right now. No one wants war. No one wants everything that's going on. But guess what, folks? This is what we live in. You have people that don't know any better, that don't know. I don't know. Why aren't you questioning stuff? What do you mean, quit? Okay, folks. Question. If the vaccine was supposed to get rid of the coronavirus once and for all, why do you need a booster shot? Question stuff. Why are they blaming someone who was in the White House for 4 years when there are people that have been there for 20 and 30 years and they've blamed every person in the White House? I mean, there's video of Nancy Pelosi blaming Reagan, blaming Bush, blaming another Bush, blaming Trump, and she's been there the whole time. Don't worry, folks. The question you have to ask yourself is, why? Why all of a sudden is this Hunter Biden laptop like, oh, it's real. CNN's admitting it's real, yes. Like, what are they trying to, are they trying to throw him under the bus and say, hey, we're cleaning house. Yeah, we're getting rid of he's a bad apple and we're getting rid of him. Yeah, you defended the dude, you defended the meth head, the coke head, the crack head, the effed up SOB. Why all of a sudden, now you don't got to imagine we're going to have a laughing. I mean, if we impeach Biden, we might as well get Harris and Pelosi and anyone else you can and get like a 10 for one, you know, one impeachment, 20 people, something. I mean, because imagine if Kamala Harris becomes president. If you ever saw My Fellow Americans, that's what I feel like. If they get Biden out, she's going to come in there and be like, hi, I'm Kamala Harris. That's no joke. I'm the president now. You will have 3 weeks to get legislation on my desk to do major gun control restriction 100% or else I'm going to do an executive order. We will get it done. I've got some Supreme Court justices that I'm going to announce, and we're going to get this. We're going to pack the courts. We're gonna ratify the Constitution 100%. First Amendment, Second Amendment is gone. Trust me, I'm Kamala Harris, and she's gonna. You remember when that guy is like, like the stupid guy. I'm glad you got golf, because, you know, there's a lot of sports that we have that, you know, and he's like making all these, like, really, he's doing some derogatory things and saying some whoops, shouldn't be saying that, and he acts like he's like this moron. But then when Haney steps down, he's like, there's only one way that moron could ever become president. Either Haney would have to quit or he'd have to resign. I think it's for the nation's better good that I step down. And then when he comes in, he's like this professional, like, yep, here I am. It was all coup. He thought I was this moron, but look at me now. And it's one of those things that I think that'd be Kamala Harris. You think she's like a cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs, but then if she stepped up, she'd be like, okay, you're going to put gun legislation on my desk to make guns heavily restricted and practically banned. Okay, there's going to be a tax on ammo. Yep, it's $1,000 tax for every round of ammo you have. So if you have one round of ammo, it's $1,000. So, who knows? I can see that, though. But, yeah, I mean, you want her as... Yeah, impeach Joe Biden, but then you got her. That's why you got to make it like a 20 for one. Okay, can we impeach? Can we do an impeachment and get like 20 people and sort of like cremation? Yeah, I can't afford. Can we get like 6 of them and put them in there and have like a group deal? And I will say in reference, there was a Bob and Tom thing. And they did like a, you know, can I get like a group rate and get like 5 of them in the thing and cremate them all at once? And someone did, because they did like a cremation station, they like a Bob and Tom skit, and people went ballistic over it. And this guy goes, hey, I'm a funeral director. You want to know how many people come in? Okay, I have nothing. If I get that Social Security death benefit of $220 or whatever, $10, that's all I'm going to, I have no money. I have nothing. I'm bankrupt. How can I bury it? How can I do anything? And they try to figure out how they can, you know, it's not like some guy coming in here. I want a $100 million coffin. You know. But it's kind of like, I mean, that's the thing. I want people to celebrate my life and have fun. You know, have a shakedown street and stuff. But for me, I don't understand, like, when Aretha Franklin... Okay, we need to have like 5 outfit changes, really? I don't get it, but like, my point is, this guy's like, you want to know how many people don't have 5 cents to rub together, and you're going to tell me that since, oh, how dare you, that offended. Yeah, talk to some of these funeral home directors that don't have 5 cents and don't know how they're going to be buried or this or that. And... But it's okay, folks. I mean, we need to get like a group. Okay, can you do like an impeachment and say, okay, yeah, well, we're going to impeach some Biden. Can you impeach an administration and go after everybody? Because that's what needs to be done. I'm going to try to investigate that and see. I mean, because, okay, you get rid of Biden, you got like a Harris and possibly Pelosi. Well, my guess is Kamala Harris would step up as president, Pelosi would become the vice president, and then I don't know if she'd be an interim or permanent. If she'd be interim... Would it just be until Harris picked somebody? Because it's kind of like, okay, you have a choice to move to North Korea or Cuba. What's the choice? Yeah, you get to move to North Korea or Cuba. That's your choice. No, what's the choice? There is no choice. It's kind of like, okay, I wouldn't want Harris or Biden. But this dude needs to be on like a with a limo, private Learjet. He needs to, with the limousine, he needs to have like a bunch of veteran bikers in front, a bunch of veteran bikers behind him, a bunch of patriots. He needs to have a semi-convoy. A 16-year-old should go with him too. She needs to get all this. A 16-year-old Michigan girl raises $130,000 for Veterans Honor Flight. This almost brings me to tears. A non-for-profit organization will fly over 100 vets from Michigan to Washington, D.C. this June, thanks in large part to an American-loving 16-year-old Kalamazoo girl, according to a report. And she's from where my brother lived in Kalamazoo, Michigan. I could live in Kalamazoo. There are parts that, like, okay, yeah, and after 9 o'clock, yeah, if the light's red, you just go through the light. You know, just make sure you got a clear intersection, and you just keep on going. Usually, you kind of do like a stop sign. You stop, and then, because my brother, every time he can be going down the road, and he'd have his Glock in his lap with his finger, with his hand on the gun, with a straight finger. And when I mean straight finger, if I'm not going to shoot the gun, my finger's not on the trigger, it's straight across on the barrel. Yeah. But Kalamazoo is a great place. The non-for-profit organization, Mid-Michigan Honor Flights, will be embarking on its first trip in over 2 years after pausing due to coronavirus pandemic. 9 in 10 News reports, the organization flies veterans out to D.C. to witness the memorials paying tribute to their service. 80 Vietnam veterans will see the memorial put up in their honor. Alice Kratz, a 16-year-old girl who is a Mid-Michigan Honors Flight's youngest leader, raised $130,000 for the Yellow Ribbon Flight over the past few years, helping to make her trip possible, according to 9 and 10 News. Kratz told 9 and 10 that it is imperative Americans honor those who have sacrificed so much. It is imperative that Americans honor those that sacrifice so much. We need to honor them and take care of them. They fought for this country. No, oh, don't worry, Biden's budget doesn't have anything to do with them. Oh, it's going to help all these people coming over here that are going to crap on our country and just try to eat us alive of all our benefits. Don't worry, all these people in Biden's budget, they're going to get stuff you can't even afford. So good luck, have fun with that one. You're not going to be able to, they'll be able to get all kinds of free medical benefits and dental benefits. Oh, I want to go to the dentist, I can't afford it, sorry, but you? Oh, you're getting implants put in for free through the government? Oh, through a immigration program for like Afghan? Okay. Of course, I'll get messages from people. How dare you not want to help? Yeah, I want to help the vets. Screw illegals. I'm going to help vets. Where are these vets? Where is their free everything? Oh, yeah, they just go into the VA parking lot and commit suicide because they can't get help. Yeah, that's... Yeah. I'm so sick and tired of seeing my men and women go over and fight to protect my freedom of speech, and then I don't even have it. And then they get crapped on when they come back. You know, they go over there to fight for freedoms because you can't say anything on Facebook or YouTube or anything because you're violating community standards, sir. I know your post is proving that someone didn't commit suicide, that they were murdered, but still, someone's going to see that and they're going to commit suicide and you're going to be at fault and we're going to have to arrest you and charge you with murder. That's what I'm waiting for. Someone to put a post up and the family, well, that guy's post, he committed suicide because that guy's post, even though it shows that the guy didn't commit suicide and was murdered, but whatever. But it's nice to have someone like this that actually says that we need to honor our vets. We need to, it's imperative that their memory is for not. No, it's there. It's not for nothing. There's sacrifice. All these privileged little liberal brats, okay, yeah, they need to, okay, if you're going into basic training, they need to bring back a 2-year draft. What it means, okay, for 2 years, Peace Corps or something. If it means going somewhere in your home state and helping in a natural disaster and fill sandbags, and for 2 years, you're on call to do whatever is needed. If it means cleaning up a park or whatever. Okay, if you live in New Jersey, you're going to clean up your streets. I think this Mid-Michigan Honor Flight thing is awesome. And what she's doing, it's an honor. Wow, it gives me so much hope that there's people who still care. It's crazy. And it's nice to know that we got somebody that still knows where our values are and where our values should be. We should be doing everything we can to respect the vets and to honor their sacrifice. To any vets that are out there listening, thank you for your service. Godspeed. My dad served. If it wasn't for issues I have that I think the military, I would have found out about, I would have served. I would have loved to have served, but nope. It's like 10 years ago, I had a disability placard, so yeah. Got about 10 minutes left in the program, folks. I want to thank you so much for tuning in. I'm going to get into this, folks. Who would you take as the next Manchester United manager? Because I want to get into some United news. The Manchester United manager. Everyone, I'm so sick and tired of this social media frenzy with all these ex-players. All these ex-players got it wrong. Oh, David Moyes, give him time. Didn't work out. I don't think too many people, David Moyes was a... But Van Gaal. Just give him time. He'll turn... No, he really didn't do anything. Mourinho. No. Ollie. No. And when all these ex-players have got it wrong, I mean, I'm not going to... We all have opinions. I'm not saying their opinions right or wrong, but sorry. They've gotten it wrong, and now they want Maurice Pochettino. Well, he's a good guy. I know him. If you get to know me, I'm a very shy guy. But if you get to know me, I'm like if I know you, okay, that's fine. But when people come up to me, okay, you know, if you say, hey, are you so and so? Yes, I am. Okay, I had a question. If you don't mind, like I've done this story many times. Like when I was at my brother's funeral, a couple. Guys came up to me and says, yeah, you that conversationalist? Yeah, the man with the mic. I said, yeah, Kyle, I'm the man with the mic. Why? He goes, I was wondering if I can ask you a question, man. I got some questions. I'm like, okay. And they go, well, first of all, man, how are you? What's going on, man? How are you doing? So, and when they ask me questions, I'm like, okay, life goes on. You know, I can, and you know, but they were respectful about it, you know, and it's like, you know, I have an opinion, as they do too, and, you know, these ex-players have an opinion, and I'm a great guy, but I don't know if you would want me on the pitch managing a team. I don't think I would do that good. Yes, I'm a huge football fan, and I love football, and I love watching it, and, you know, and I can critique, but I don't think you'd want Ollie back. After a couple games of me, I'd be like a, I'd be horrible. But I'm a great guy, you know. Pochettino might be a great guy, but Ten Hag is the right man. Well, I don't know. I could, if Luis Enrique, would I take him over Ten Hag? I don't know. Would I wait till January to get Luis Enrique? I don't know. If he could come now, I would probably take Luis Enrique over Ten Hag. I probably would, just me. But that's me. But if it came to right now, I'd probably take, and it would be, it'd be like almost flipping a coin. And I'm not trying to be facetious or anything, but it'd be, okay, I'd almost flip a coin because Ten Hag or Luis Enrique, I'd take, it's a 50-50-50. But there is talk that there is, that they are working on a fee, because the thing with is PSG's kind of said, like, well, you know, it's up to PSG whether or not, right now, Pochettino is theirs. They don't have, it doesn't sound like they're trying to get rid of him. And they're working on a compensation deal with Ten Hag, because Ajax has already told Ten Hag that he can go negotiate, and if he wants to leave United, great. If he wants to leave and go to leave Ajax and go to Manchester United, great, that's fine. You know, PSG is like, oh well, you know, Pochettino really can't negotiate anything. If he'd want to go to United, sure he'd go to United, but it's going to be up to PSG to say, yeah, you can or no, you can, or, you know, hey, you're still got a contract, and that, you know, we want to keep you. Where Ten Hag is like, okay, I'm going. I can go. They want me. I think I'm doing good. I can't wait to hear some of his interviews because he's been working on his English. But I think he's really good. I think he's going to do some, I think he would be really good. I mean, if you could get Luis Enrique right now, I would take Luis Enrique. If he could come, I mean, if they could sign on dotted line right now and take him right now, I'd probably take him. But, I mean, I don't know if I would wait to get him. I would want to get the manager now, and we need to get someone that can confirm now. And I don't know if Ten Hag would actually, you know, because I don't know if he would, like, it's going to be interesting because I still think that they're trying to hold out for Pochettino, but the more it looks like, I think their kind of hands are tied because Pochettino is going to cost more. He doesn't really have any say about talking to any clubs because he's still a PSG manager, and hey, you're a PSG manager, you're a PSG, we're not that, you know, so I think he might even be a PSG next year. I don't know. But considering he had Messi, Neymar, he had a great front three. And Messi, Neymar, and Mbappe, and guess what? What did he do? He couldn't do anything. But it's going to be interesting to see, you know, because whoever they get, they need to clean house in that club. They need to sit there and, like, any of those ex-players that are at Carrington that are, I'm training, bye. They need to start from scratch. They need to, I really want to see Ralph Rangnick up there and doing stuff with the board and saying, okay, this is what we need. Okay, I know we're, because United's a cow. And they're trying to milk the cow. And I think, honestly, and I hope I'm right, that they're running out of being able to self-impregnate this cow to keep the milk flowing. And they're running out of milk. And they can't keep milking the club for money based on the glory days. And they're trying, they got to do something. And I think, you know, sorry, this is what needs to happen. You need to get Ralph Rangnick in there in the board area and say, this is what needs to happen. We need to get rid of these players. We need to get some, you spend the right money. Okay, give me $150 million and I will get you 7 players for that. That will be just as good as if you got 2 players. two players or seven players, $150 million, and they'll be just as good. There you go. I want to get into this really quickly. This is kind of ex-Manchester United news, but it is beneficial. Here we go. One of my favorite all-time players at Manchester United, Ruud van Nistelrooy, has been appointed to manage as the new PSV Edmonton manager. Edoven manager, I think is how you pronounce it. He's been like a trainer and stuff there and helped out, and he's been appointed the new manager. So it's going to be interesting to see how he does. It's a small club. It's going to be interesting to see, you know. I'm going to have to follow. He was one of my all-time favorite players, man. When he do that, when he do the cross with his the bird and the wings out, oh, until he had the ankle injury, he was incredible. About 90 seconds left in the program, folks, but I think their hands are tied. I think the board really want Pochettino, but okay, PSG is basically saying no. Like you just can't talk to openly. Like we can't, you know, he's still at PSG and da da da. Where Ajax has said yes, you can leave if you want to. Ten Hag, and we're okay with you talking and work, and because I guess they're trying to work out like a compensation deal. Like what would they have to pay to get Ten Hag here, and it's going to be way less than PSG would. You know, so I think it's just a matter of putting the paper to pencil, because I think there's going to be too many hurdles for Manchester United to get Pochettino. It's going to cost more. So thank God our Jewish owners might actually be a good thing, because if it's going to cost more to get Pochettino, they might have to go with the better option. Ten Hag. I'm Kyle. Thank you so much for tuning in wherever you're around the world. And don't forget, folks, for the firm alliance and the protection of divine providence, who mutually put together our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. Until next Monday, good night, everyone, and God bless you all. Goodbye.